Finance Bill. Governor Abdelswamad Nasir has welcomed the proposed amendments by the Departmental Committee on Finance and National Planning to some controversial clauses of the Finance Bill 2024 ahead of its tabling on Tuesday. Speaking at Ronald Ingala Primary School grounds Monday during the Eid al-Adha prayer, Governor Nasir urged MPs to sacrifice for the sake of the country by taking into consideration proposals of the public in the Finance Bill 2024. I have been informed that the National Assembly Finance Committee has proposed amendments to clauses in the Finance Bill 2024. I have been reliably informed the committee will table its recommendation on Tuesday, said Governor Nasir. It is important for our legislators to read the committee recommendation. They should also consult their constituents in the debate. It is very vital also to follow a party position. Go through that committee report to discern if what Kenyans proposed has been incorporated, he added. Muslim faithful praying at the Ronald Ingala grounds to mark Eid al-Adha. The governor also waded into the one man one shilling discourse, saying each county has a right to the shareable revenue. He said though Mombasa is one of the top contributors to the gross domestic product, GDP, and highly populated, it would be selfish to support the one man one shilling proposal to the disappointment of the neighboring counties of Lamu, Tana River, Kwale among others. Governor Nasir argued that the highly populated counties championing one man one shilling were ahead in numbers but not in revenue to the GDP. The basis of revenue sharing has many factors. One factor we want to ensure is there is what you bring to the table. There is the issue of poverty level, but in places like Mombasa there is the issue of urban index, said Governor Nasir. On Muguka, the governor said he has no fight against any county or leaders of Muguka growing areas in his stance on the stimulant. It is statistically proven that it is affecting our young people. We have all levels of evidence that 30% of consumers of Muguka in Mombasa are children below the age of 18 years, he said. When we stand firm, we know. The problems that are there today were caused by an action of yesterday, and if we fail to take action today, tomorrow is going to be worse than today, he added. On his part, Mvita MP Mohammed Michelle urged Muslims who are well off to remember the less fortunate in society as they celebrate Eid al-Adha. Michelle, a member of the Finance and National Planning Committee, said they have concluded public participation, and the report will be tabled on Tuesday. After tabling, there are 2 to 3 days of amendments and debate in the National Assembly. We will read it and follow our party position, said Michelle, lauding the public for taking part in the public participation and for urging their members of parliament to consider the public opinion on the bill.